This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves as we kick off Hour 2, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Drug scandal in Italy. According to
this better be good if we're reading Italian news.
ABC News, imagine if 15 American congressmen tested positive for using cocaine.
Wow.
And I could imagine it if we actually did test them all unexpectedly. I bet we'd find 15 using coke, at least. Then another dozen were found to have smoked hash. And then imagine that the evidence came from an experiment by a television show. Well, it's happened in Italy. After a popular TV program.
I can't imagine how that these guys allowed themselves to be tested.
It's brilliant. Brilliant. After a popular TV program that specializes in satire took it to another level. No strangers to scandal or backlash, the nation's honorable members of parliament. I hate it when government people are called honorable. Oh, really? What's honorable about what it is that you do? Using force on others to get your way? What's honorable about that? Anyway, their front page news again, this time over drug use and abuse. The TV show Le Hyene, The Hyenas, is famous for its ploys of playful entrapment. The sting stunt pretended to interview 50 politicians about next year's budget. What the politicians didn't know was that the makeup artist from a non-existent satellite channel had collected body cells during the pre-interview brow wipe. Because all these guys want to look pretty on television. The cells were then secretly used to test the politicians for drugs.
Wow.
The results indicated that of the 50 politicians tested, close to a third had indulged within the previous 36 hours.
36 hours?
One third of them.
My God.
Four of them tested positive for cocaine, 12 for marijuana. Most of them take drugs. Cocaine is pretty familiar, but some of them just use hashish, said Marco Ferraruti, an Italian sociologist and author. Ferraruti is known for his own, often sarcastic take on Italian politics. He was a member of parliament in the early 60s, told ABC News, quote, "The great worry of a politician is to be reelected, and nowadays there is insecurity, so no wonder that they might take some help from chemicals or whatever." Oh, as though they weren't using drugs back in the 60s. He said it was pretty hard for him to be scandalized in the news. Incredibly, the controversial program has yet to air. Eager to draw attention to its scoop, no doubt hoping to attract viewers for the broadcast, the show made a preview announcement of its sensational findings. Lawmakers themselves were not amused.
I bet they weren't.
And they lobbied quite furiously to the privacy authority to prevent the show from airing, saying the tests were done in an illicit and illegal manner. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the United States politicians blustering over this? This wasn't fair.
I can absolutely imagine.
He didn't give me enough notice on this. How was?
Well, what about the high school kids that you passed a law that they had to take their little drug test to be members of sports?
How about the strip search law, which they're now foisting on high school kids? The program was duly suspended, which only added to the controversy. So essentially, they're waiting now as to find out whether or not they can even air this show. But the news is out. The news is out, and I guess they haven't named names. I don't know about that. That's not made clear at this point. Maybe they haven't identified who the cocaine users were. But nonetheless, I mean, still pretty damning evidence. Pretty interesting. I wish somebody would do that around here. I would love that. Would be, you think? I mean, if you thought the Foley scandal was good,
somebody's gonna get sued for that.
Over four. I mean, imagine testing 100 American politicians. I bet you'd get at least a quarter of them that were using drugs within the last 36 hours.
You might very well be right.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Was the TV station here or the show violating something by doing this? Are you angry at them for taking this step?
Not our listeners.
No, I don't think so. But there's a possibility that somebody is out there thinking that way. 800-259-9231 if you think so. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Well, I was just calling to give you an update on the smoking ban we were fighting here in Missouri.
Okay.
And let me preface this by saying we organized almost 2 years ago to fight this. And this is a liberal Midwestern city with a university. And so it seemed like a long shot from the start.
Hmm.
But we ended up the Friday before the city council meeting, which was the following Monday, the mayor called us.
And you guys have some sort of an organized group?
Right. We started an issue advocacy group called the Boone Liberty Coalition.
Okay.
And it was kind of known that we were libertarians.
Got it.
And so we had established ourselves so well as the opposition that the mayor called us the Friday night before the public hearing the following Monday to say that they were going to have a special format for the hearing where we would be given 30 minutes to present our case.
Wow, that's a really long time.
Of course, the Board of Health had all the time they wanted.
I see.
Yeah.
How long did they use?
Well, they used 20 minutes, but then the other issue advocacy group that wanted the ban got their 30 minutes.
I see.
So, you know, they about had us 2-1 on time.
So what ended up happening?
Well, we lost.
Mm. Oh, man.
4-3, though.
Well,
and,
still.
And we knew it was a long shot. And but what was interesting was that so many of the speakers that came up for the ban, because they opened it up for public comment,
mm-hmm.
would characterize the city as a green city, a progressive city.
Right.
And there were even a couple of speakers that came up there explicitly just to spear libertarianism.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And,
any specific examples of what they tried to do?
Well, they just, you know, I can't recall exactly what they said, although they got it on video.
Hmm.
But here's an interesting comment. One of our other members, his son was handing out our Stop the Smoking Ban stickers.
Okay.
As people came into the hearing. And afterwards, his son said that he received many nasty comments and sneers at
I
the
door from
pro-ban people.
I bet he did.
Then there
Those
was an
people
older...
are nasty people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they want to tell you what to do. Of course they're nasty. You
yeah.
want to protect people's right to do what they want.
Yeah. And he said overall he was proud of our side by the way we conducted ourselves, and it opened his eyes to the intolerance of some.
Mm.
And, you know, this kid, he's a sophomore in college now, and he's basically a second-generation libertarian.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's fantastic that he's a second-generation libertarian, but not so fantastic that you lost. Sorry to hear about that.
No, but here's the thing, though. We knew it was a long shot, but
right.
we were hoping we could win, but we were doing it for other reasons also.
To promote the Boone Liberty Council or whatever the name was?
Right, to promote libertarianism, to establish relationships with the media. We got a ton of media coverage on this.
That's good.
And to make establish relationships with local business owners. And so we've done all that, and they know we're libertarian.
Cool.
So that can't do anything but help in the future, you know, to be able to build on this.
Right, so what's next?
Well, actually, we have some of the business owners that now we're thinking about. Two of the people that voted for the ban are coming up for re-election in April.
Mm.
So there's some thought of trying to find some good candidates for office, get them elected, and then repeal the ban.
Now, quick question on the ban. What exactly, what does it encompass? I mean, is it every business, only restaurants? And what's the rule?
Oh, they went for it all.
Wow.
They went for it all. The ordinance that they were presented with was not only restaurants, but bars, bingo halls, bowling alleys, even private membership clubs like the VFW.
Oh, my. Wow. Has anybody put forth the idea of civil disobedience on this?
One person, another libertarian, but nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, well, you need to have somebody who's got the courage, who owns a bar or who owns a private establishment that could... that has the courage to engage in this disobedience. It's one thing to find people that want to smoke a cigarette inside. It's another thing to find somebody who's willing to refuse to pay the fines that they're going to levy against them.
Right. Well, here's an interesting thing, though. We have an ordinance in town that was passed a couple years ago that pretty much decriminalizes small amounts of marijuana.
Yeah.
Up to 35 grams, mm-hmm. if you're caught with possession, it's a $250 fine, max.
Right.
For cigarette smoking, it's $200.
You know, I've said time and time again, pretty soon cigarettes are going to be illegal and marijuana is going to be legal.
Yep. Thanks for the update, Glenn, and keep us informed as to what's going on over there. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. On the way, there's some allegations, pretty serious ones, about Guantanamo and the treatment of the prisoners there. This is Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You want archives? We've got them, an entire year's worth of the show. Right there on the front page of the site for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we return to the phones and to the fun, Brent in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, the Iraqi death toll. Apparently, a new study came out within the last couple of days that has a lot less optimistic view of the Iraqi death toll, because the way we've been tabulating, or the way most major news sources have been tabulating it thus far, has been basically, you know, reported deaths, they add them to the list. You know, that's the way it goes. And
okay.
So obviously any unreported deaths don't get added. And so, let's see, I've got the article here is from Washington Post, but they said that, the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health did a house-to-house survey of more than 1,000 houses in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and asked them how many members of their household had been killed.
Oh, my
basically.
Goodness.
And so basically they did it in kind of the same way that we do a death rate, you know, only what they did is they took the death rate and they took any deaths, you know, deaths from being shot by coalition forces, deaths mm-hmm. from being shot, killed by terrorists, anything, and then they compared the death rate, basically the average post U.S. coalition invasion to the death rate before, and they figured out in the last, what is it, like three and a half years that we've mm-hmm. been there, about 655,000 more Iraqis have died
oh my gosh.
Than would have died in that amount of time before the invasion.
So you're saying that their study includes numbers like, for instance, beforehand, what was the death rate, and then what's the death rate now, and then they
yes.
just attributed every death that was above the average prior to our invasion to
yeah.
The quote-unquote war. So if,
yeah,
for instance, famine was created, which I'm
yeah,
not saying it was,
exactly.
then...
which I think is more accurate in a lot of ways.
Yeah, that is.
Well, I know that pollsters have come out to defend the Johns Hopkins...
well, that's
study.
Because Bush attacked it.
Yes,
that's
it
because
yeah.
when this number
yeah,
was released...
The first thing that the White House did was, you know, say, oh, this is incredible. You know, our numbers, I'll say, around 50,000 or so. But this that they surveyed 1,849 households... Iraq only had, I don't think Iraq even has 30 million people, so that'd be like a almost 20,000 household survey in the U.S. as
right.
far as accuracy, you know.
Yeah.
So,
wow, that's really stunning. And
anyway.
Now they say that 601,027 were dead from violence between March 2003 and July 2006 is what I've got here.
Wow.
So perhaps another died from other stuff.
Yeah.
Brent, thanks for the call. We appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I know you actually had that in your prep for tonight, Mark.
Oh, I've had it, I think, three nights in a row.
So, yeah, when this news came out, the Bush administration got up and got behind the podiums and said, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. There's only been this many people that have died, as though it makes a difference that only, you know, whether or not if it's 600,000 people or 50,000 people, as though it matters. The fact is, these are innocent people that did not need to perish.
Right.
Now, some of them might not have been innocent in the 600,000 range,
sure.
but still, these are people that it is not necessary for them to be dying. We initiated all of this unnecessary death by going over there and starting an unnecessary war.
That's the assumption that I find a little difficult to swallow.
Which assumption?
That we initiated.
The United States government.
Hold on, wait a second. United States government initiated then. Fine. Is because many of these deaths are caused by Iraqi death squads of people that are, you know, roaming about.
Were the death squads roaming about before we invaded?
Are we directly responsible for the fact that these death squads came into being?
I think that we are responsible for throwing that country into a more chaotic state. Absolutely.
And how many people would have, I guess, you know, that question's already answered. How many would Saddam have killed? Because this is...
Not 600,000.
600,000 is more than was dying, than were dying beforehand. I don't know. It's difficult for me to blame the United States government for Iraqi on Iraqi violence.
But we're the ones that went in there and stirred the pot. We're the ones that went in there and upset whatever... unfair balance they had before. I mean, Saddam Hussein, bad guy, bad dude. One group was in charge over the others, and you know, I'm sure there was violence and bad things going on. But compared to what's happening today, things were a lot more stable in Iraq 5 years
ago.
I'll
give you this. If we would have gone in with a different policy on what we were going to do with the country, there would have been fewer deaths.
So
for instance, we would have gone in and said that we're going to create Kurdistan, Shiitistan, and Sunniistan.
You're not supporting that.
Am I supporting that? I'm saying it's superior.
The superior choice would have been to not go in at all.
I would agree that we should not have gone in, period. That it's a sovereign nation that didn't initiate violence against us, so there's no reason for us to go in there. But, if you know, I mean, this would have been a better way to have done it.
Well, it turns out that things might be going that way anyway, right? Didn't you mention something to me about, I guess, is it the Kurds?
The Kurds are not, at this point, they're not...
Are they the ones that live in the north?
Yeah, they're in the north. And I believe they have quite a bit of oil up there. That's my understanding. The Kurds aren't playing by the Iraqi rules anymore. They're flying their own flags.
Good for them.
They're basically looking like they're going to pull out entirely, so... I don't know what's going to happen there.
But, yeah, and what's the... Essentially, the U.S. military is in charge of Iraq. They may say that there's an Iraqi government, and there may be, but they're all taking their cues from the United States, the U.S. government. And so what would the U.S. government's response be to a bunch of, let's say, the Kurds up north decide that they want to secede from Iraq? What's the response going to be then? To roll in tanks and stop them from seceding?
I mean, we've been traditionally, the Kurds like us, and we've been sort of on their side the whole way. So I don't know. It's hard to imagine that's happening here. From the AP, with violence blooding Iraq, Kurds in the peaceful north have been showing signs of going their own way, raising their own flag and even hinting that they could secede and dispute over oil wealth. Moves that have alarmed Shiites and Sunnis, who definitely want that oil. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited to Kurdistan on Friday, underlined American worries that Kurds may be pushing too hard too soon for autonomy.
So Kurdistan is just an area of Iraq?
Right.
Is that the idea?
Right.
I see.
For powers at a time of increasing sectarian tensions, Kurds insist that they are only using the autonomous powers given to them by the Constitution passed last year that laid down a federal system in Iraq. But many of these powers, particularly the division of oil wealth, remain vague. Some Shiites are also pressing for their own autonomous region in the south, but even more mere talk of federalism amid a wave of Shiite-Sunni violence that has killed thousands of this year has raised fears that the country is falling apart.
Now, wait.
And that's what's going to happen.
I'm not an expert on this at all.
Okay.
What is the difference between the Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis? Are the Kurds the Shiites, or
no.
The Kurds a different third group?
Third group. Three groups.
Okay.
Kurds, Sunnis, Shiites.
Got it.
And Sunnis and Shiites are different types of Muslims. I'm not sure what Kurds' religious standing is, but I know that they're an ethnic group.
Do they?
And they're also an ethnic group in southern Turkey. And Turkey being our ally, you know, before this all started, they agreed to send troops in and support Bush and all this and allow us to fly planes out of there if we agreed not to create a free Kurdistan, because a free Kurdistan would cause southern Turkey to want to join Kurdistan.
You think?
Oh, very likely.
Well, I support it. I say go for it. Secession, I'm always for secession. Decentralization of power is always a good
idea.
Smaller
governments until we get to a government of one, huh?
You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Guantanamo abuse coming up. Your calls about anything. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. If you want to be, take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something new to announce, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a show that doesn't dumb down the content for the slowest person in the class? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart. And unless you hear it, you'll never know if that slowest person is you. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
Well, according to ABC News, the Pentagon says it's fully cooperating with a brand new investigation into allegations of prisoner abuse at Guantanamo Bay. Since they've shut down Abu Ghraib, they did shut that down, right?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I think
sure
they shut it down to move the prisoners elsewhere so they could be abused elsewhere. But now the abuse is going on at Guantanamo, or allegedly. Coming from a Marine Corps Sergeant, 23-year-old Heather Cervani, who spent a week at the base in late September as a legal aide to a military lawyer representing the detainees. In a sworn affidavit filed with the Pentagon Inspector General, Sergeant Cervani says she met several Navy prison guards at a club on the base where, over drinks, they described harsh physical abuse. Quote, one sailor specifically said, I took the detainee by the head and smashed his head into the cell door. Cervani tells ABC News in an exclusive interview. She says she was...
How much of this was bragging for a hot girl, though?
I don't know. Is that maybe supposed to be something that's going to impress a hot girl? I don't know. Ladies, does that impress you, whether or not you're hot? That's not a factor to me. Does that impress you, a man bragging about how he's beaten another man?
A man who can't defend himself.
To me, that would be scary. Like, if I was a girl, I mean, women are looking, as I understand it, a lot of women are looking for a man that's not violent and dangerous, right? I mean, unless they're looking for daddy who used to beat them when they were younger, most ladies want to feel safe and secure around their man.
Seems like a good thing to look for.
And I don't think that if a guy is bragging about how he's taking prisoners' heads and slamming them into doors, that's really something that you're going to find attractive as a woman. But don't ask me, I'm a guy. In which case, ladies, would like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But let's continue. Ms. Cervani says she was shocked to hear several guards from different parts of the camp speak openly of mistreating the prisoners.
Everyone in the group, she says, laughed at all of their stories of beating detainees. None of them looked like they cared. None of them even looked shocked by it. One of the guards, quote, was telling his buddy, "Yeah, this one detainee, you know, really ticked me off, irritated me, so I just, you know, punched him in the face." Sergeant Cervani says the guards also talked about taking away detainees' privileges, even when they're being good, and denying their requests for water. Her affidavit, she states that she was told, quote, "They do this to anger the detainees so they can punish them when they object or complain." When asked why, she claims a guard named Stephen told her, it's, quote, "because he hates the detainees and that they are bad people." He stated that he doesn't like having to take care of them or be nice to them, she says in the affidavit.
That's his job. That's what he signed up for. I mean, I understand not wanting to be in the Navy, and if you want to leave, not being able to leave, being upset about that, but it's not the detainees' fault.
Yeah, well, they're
the Navy's fault.
Okay, even though it's not their fault, these people are there to have the angers of these soldiers taken out on them. What? If these guys are angry, these sailors, I
guess. I
don't think
that's the reason that they're there, but yes, in fact, they can.
They're
do
convenient.
That.
That's what I mean. They're there in shackles or whatever. And if you want to beat somebody or slam their head into a door or deprive them of water,
you certainly can't do that to your superior officer.
Right. 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. Sergeant Cervani says the guards told her they worked at camps 5 and 6. When she asked one of the guards about the consequences of their actions, quote, he said nothing. Everyone in the group was laughing. They stopped laughing when
so
they
said nothing, or he said that the consequences were nothing?
He said nothing.
Okay.
They stopped laughing when they found out that she worked for a Marine defense lawyer. The sergeant superior officer,
that wasn't so funny, was it?
Colby Vokey says, in his opinion, quote, "These are crimes. These are offenses. Serious abuse of power is what we're seeing here. This is not humane treatment."
I agree.
Ignoring the whole fact that Guantanamo is a serious crime on its own, yes, absolutely, these sub-crimes are certainly serious and definitely do deserve attention. But, of course, if we didn't ever create Guantanamo in the first place and didn't send these soldiers there, then maybe they'd just be, sailors, maybe they'd just be bored on a ship somewhere. Less likely to be, I don't know, violent with their co-sailors than they
people
are somebody's shackles. He says Sergeant Cervani was initially reluctant to report what she heard, but he told her to start writing up her affidavit on the flight home. She says, in the end, she felt a duty to report what she heard, even if she might be accused of betraying the ranks. Quote, "When it comes down for me, morals and simple rights and wrongs, and I don't think a uniform changes that. The investigation of these new allegations comes as the military and the White House insist that any problems in the detainment of the treatment of detainees at Guantanamo have long since been fixed. President Bush has said, quote, our troops can take great pride in the work they do at Guantanamo Bay, and so can the American people." About 440 terror suspects from around the world are being held at Guantanamo, including some of the Bush administration has designated as, quote, high-value detainees. So, I don't know. Not that we have a large listenership that supports Guantanamo Bay, but there's a chance that some of you are out there. In which case, if you support the concept of Guantanamo Bay, which I don't see how you can just... I don't even see how you can support the concept. I mean, these guys, these 440 suspects, were put in there because the U.S. government, George Bush and his friends, offered warlords in Pakistan and other countries in that area cash payments in order to turn over so-called suspected terrorists.
In some cases, that's what happened.
So in which case, these warlords turned in all their enemies and the people that owed them money or whatever, whoever it is they didn't like. Didn't like the color of their house.
Just somebody walking down the street if
you
thought you could get money out of them.
Sure. So you pick them up, you turn them over to the U.S. government, they take them down to Guantanamo and lock them in fences. How many years has it been now? 4? More than 4? I mean, it's so long, I've lost count. They've had Guantanamo Bay at least since we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
As I recall. And it's outrageous. The camp itself is outrageous, but if you aren't outraged by Guantanamo and aren't outraged by this alleged treatment of these detainees, you're the kind of person that I want to pick up the phone right now and dial in and defend these actions. Tell me why somebody deserves to have their head smashed in to a doorframe.
If you're a Rush Limbaugh-ite, then you believe that it's Club Gitmo down there and it's sweet and they get cable TV and snacks at night.
Oh, we heard this one loudmouth bimbo on the air recently. We were driving around on a Saturday here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I cannot remember her name offhand.
Monica Crowley.
That's right.
Is her name. Some blonde chick. And she was just spouting off about how she went down to Guantanamo Bay and there's and she had herself a tour of the camp and she was so surprised that they let these guys play Parcheesi and Uno and it's just wonderful down there. She was outraged at how wonderful it was.
Yes.
And what? These people have their freedom taken from them. I understand they weren't exactly the freest of free people in Pakistan or whatever, but they sure as hell were a lot more free than they are in a cage. And it doesn't matter to her. She believes everything, and she and the rest of the Rush Limbaugh wannabes, these Rush clones, if you will, she and these guys, these other talk show hosts, they just take it word for word. Whatever the government says, that's gospel. As long as your guy's in charge, no need to question anything that they tell you. That's their attitude.
It is.
You were going to say, well, something.
I was just thinking that there's basically no government there in the Pushtan section, I believe, of Pakistan, where many of these people have come from. But there is really a government. There's tribal governments, and you probably have to do, you know, what the strong man in the area says. So I retract what I said. There's no institutionalized government.
Well, Guantanamo is not the only place where torture is going on. In fact, one of the most high-profile cases at this point in the United States has been Jose Padilla, or as his family allegedly claims is actually pronounced Padilla, but I just can't bring myself to do that.
Well, that's what they claim.
I don't care.
All right.
Padilla, what's been going on with him? We're going to find out, because there's some allegations of torture around his case as well, apparently. And he's still sitting in a brig somewhere, by the way. They haven't let this guy out yet. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show if you take control of the airwaves. At 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system archives and live streaming and more all await you, all totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by, for instance, shopping with us. We've got two different shopping experiences for you. There's the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com with t-shirts and hats and more stuff like that at store.freetalklive.com. And then for everything else unrelated to Free Talk Live, everything you might need to, say, live your life, the products that you might want to buy, whether it be electronics or sporting goods or accessories, apparel, you name it, Amazon's got it. Yeah, you know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 35 categories of products for you to choose from. A lot of them with the free Super Saver shipping as an option, which is fantastic. And great prices as well. Now, here's the deal. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. And then anything that you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. It's that simple. So you do the shopping that you need to do anyway. You're going to have to shop. You do the shopping. Get it delivered to your door. Help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Really, what could be better? In fact, some people have been pointing out, Mark, that some of our listeners that have been shopping at Amazon, amazon.freetalklive.com, they said that the fact that now that they can help Free Talk Live with their purchases makes them more likely to buy stuff.
spending more money.
Right. So if you're debating whether or not to get that new PlayStation game, here's an extra reason for you. And I understand that feeling, too, because I stamp all my money, all the dollars that pass through my hands with a freetalklive.com stamp. If I've got a wallet full of freetalklive.com bills, and I do at all times, I'm more likely to actually spend those bills.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you as much to pay the food service tax here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying it with Free Talk Live bills.
Because I know my propaganda is spreading around. All right. So amazon.freetalklive.com. Talking about Jose Padilla, he is, as you may be aware, he is still being held somewhere. I think it's at some sort of Navy military brig or something like that. He's being held. What was the latest on his case? Anyway, there was a Supreme Court decision that said he had to be tried, or maybe it was a federal level court, said he had to be tried and brought up on charges or released. And so I believe they brought him up on charges. And as I recall, he's supposed to be facing trial sometime, is it next year?
Early next year,
in
right?
September?
September?
I don't know.
God, that's not a speedy trial.
Well, I know you've got some more details on his treatment while he's been in captivity.
From thinkprogress.com, the U.S. Congress has approved the president's extraordinary powers to detain anyone at will without charges, keep them indefinitely, and torture them if the president wants to.
Yep, that's true. It's called the Military Commissions Act. We've been talking about it for a while.
Some have argued that this can only happen to non-citizens.
Nope.
This is untrue. Glenn Greenwald has new and important data on what has been done to Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen and terror suspect.
Hurts me when you say that.
I'm sorry, that's his name.
Okay.
Captured by the government, detained for almost 3 years in isolation without ever being formally charged, and of course tortured on the president's orders.
That to me, by the way, just being detained for 3 years, even if you weren't beaten, is torture to me.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Here's the money quote from his lawyer's brief. Mr. Padilla has often put in stress situations for hours at a time. He would be shackled and manacled with his with a belly chain for hours in a cell. Noxious fumes would be introduced to his room, causing his eyes and nose to run. The temperature of his cell would be. I wonder if it's like, you know, diluted mace or something like that.
Who knows?
The temperature of his cell would be manipulated, making his cell extremely cold for long stretches of time. Mr. Padilla,
that's typical as far as prisons are concerned.
That's what. Well, not prisons.
Jails,
but.
They're usually really cold from the people that I've spoken to that have been in there.
But not like they do for these guys.
Okay.
I mean, they take away all their clothing and their blankets, and then they make it as cold as they possibly can.
Okay.
They keep jails cold in order to keep some of the bacteria down. There's some of the bugs.
That's the allegation, at least.
Well, maybe they just
want to... I think it's because they want you to be uncomfortable.
Okay. Maybe they want you to stay in bed. they're no trouble in their beds, so make it a little colder. Mr. Padilla was denied even the smallest and most personal shreds of human dignity by being deprived of showering for weeks at a time.
Oh, my.
Yet having to endure forced grooming at the whim of his captors.
I know what you smell like when you've been outside working for a little while. I mean, wow, weeks at a time. I can imagine that.
Thanks for that. He was threatened with being cut with a knife and having alcohol poured in his wounds. He was also threatened with imminent execution. He was hooded and forced to stand in stress positions for long durations of time. He was forced to endure exceedingly long interrogation sessions without adequate sleep, wherein he would be confronted with false information, scenarios, and documents to further disorient him. So they would tell him things that just weren't true.
Sure.
Well, you know, such and such person has turned on you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or we found new information. It looks like you're the head of a terrorist cell in Chicago.
Trying to get him to admit to things.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Often he had to endure multiple interrogators who would scream, shake, and otherwise assault Mr. Padilla.
My goodness.
Additionally, Mr. Padilla was given drugs. This is his lawyer saying this.
Right.
I don't... Who knows if it's true, but...
Why disbelieve this? These are very similar allegations to the evidence that we have seen of the U.S. government and the military torturing people.
Yeah,
the photos
yeah.
from Abu Ghraib. I mean, this is the stuff that goes on.
It's true.
And by the way...
But don't they know that this guy's just a... Dumb thug. I mean, Padilla.
I don't know what they know or what they think, but we do know that when these peons, these people that are doing the torturing, are given the opportunity to have custody of an individual and beat them or torture them or whatever, they relish in it.
They have to practice.
They're sickos. They're sadists. They're given this opportunity to hurt someone with no expectation of any personal harm coming to them. They're in shackles or whatever. They're a guard. They're not going to have anything, any consequences come back on them or the chances that anything bad's going to happen to them, very slim. So their sadistic tendencies run wild.
Well,
and they do whatever it is they want to.
Even in the best case scenario, they're under the impression that they're doing the right thing for their country, so they're willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So even if they're not sadistic, they're just willing to be to do these sadistic things,
though,
in order to quote unquote protect the country.
Though honestly, I mean these positions attract sadists. I mean these positions of somebody.
I don't know how they recruit in these particular positions, so I don't know if they can attract sadists.
I don't know either, but that.
But you would think that a sadist would be the best at this.
Yeah.
Additionally, Mr. Padilla was given drugs against his will, believed to be some sort of LSD or PCP. As they gave the names here, but I don't see
big difference between the two.
Right. To act as a sort of truth serum during his interrogations. We live in a country where one man, the president, now has the power to detain anyone at will without being charged for years at a time and tortured. This isn't an emergency provision to be revoked when a conflict ends. Since this war has no fixed enemy and no fixed end, it is now our permanent reality.
Yep.
America,
world
as we have known it, is over.
Yep.
Al Qaeda never had the power to damage this the constitutional liberties.
Not like this.
We did it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And if what Al Qaeda wanted was for America's way of life to change, they've been successful.
You know,
thanks to George Bush.
It hurts me so much to think that America is participating in torturing people. That we are torturing people. I mean,
we aren't. We're doing a radio show.
And how do the American people sit there and say this is okay?
Some people could say this show is torture, but they can always turn it off.
Yeah, there's always that option.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's just so saddening.
It is stunning, isn't it? It really is. And what's really more stunning is the reactions of many of the masses to this. Oh, well, they're never going to torture me. This is a criminal.
Well, what do we do about
this? This is a bad guy, Mark. Jose Padilla. Just listen to his name. Obviously an illegal immigrant. Now, I am not a... I am a law-abiding citizen, and this will never happen to me.
He's a third-generation American.
Oh. But it's still never going to happen to me, because I don't have a funny-sounding name. My name is John Smith. I'm a white American, and I'm of the upper-middle class... upper class. This is not going to happen to me. And you know what, John Smith? You're probably right.
He's probably right.
It probably isn't going to happen to you, which is another problem that we are seeing in America, and this has been going on longer than this terror thing. The problem is that Americans could give a flip about Americans that aren't in the same particular class as they are, or in the same particular circumstance as they are. I've seen it. I've talked to people personally, and it's despicable and disgusting when I hear them say things like this. But as I gave the example of my aunt and uncle, when I was out to dinner with them back in Florida with my parents, essentially we were talking about one of the Chicago foie gras ban, the fact that Chicago, the city, banned the sale of this one dish in Chicago. I've never had foie gras, probably never will, but I am someone who stands up for the freedoms of other individuals, even if their freedoms are things that I would never consider spending my freedoms on. But I stand up for them. But their response was, oh, well, you don't need foie gras. It doesn't affect us. I support it. I support it. It doesn't affect us. This is the attitude of so many Americans. And that's one of the most despicable, sad parts about all of this.
Well, the thing I don't understand about the foie gras ban is, what do I as a citizen gain by them banning foie gras?
You're helping the geese, Mark. You're helping save the geese. 800-259-9231, your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.